Verse 16 of the last chapter of the Bible, the 22nd chapter of Revelation. Chapter 22. Verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. That's a most unique word. The Bible is filled with unique words. And here Christ makes his personal testimony. And he says, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. And then he says, I am the root. Now there can be no growth without the root. This is the beginning. And one day, may have been in a mission hall, or in a church, or just outside, or in your own home, God came to you and planted that root. I am the root. That was a great day when the seed was sown. And Jesus said, except the seed is sown, it has to fall into the ground and die. If that doesn't happen, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And thank God the seed died. And as a result, the offspring took place. It died and the offspring took place. And the offspring was our salvation. And then he jumps from the root and the gravel and the sand and the mud and the garden, and he jumps to heaven. And he says, the bright and morning star. What a jump. And one day, thank God, we're going to make that jump.
Amen.
When the Lord comes. See, the Lord is coming. And he's coming for you and for me. And what a jump. Remember hearing Mr. Nicholson said, you old fellas, you're so slow already, I'll pass you on the way up. And he says, as I pass, you'll let a gowl out of me that'll waken you up as I pass on to heaven.
Amen.
Oh, my friend, Jesus is the offspring.
Amen.
Who? Of David. Who was David? The greatest warrior that God ever had was King David. He went out to Goliath, and Goliath had a great sword and a great spear, and he also had a man with him to keep him going right. And what happened? He had only a stone and an old sling, but by he could sling that stone, and he slung it, and it hit the man on the forehead. And that was the end of Goliath. And David went home rejoicing. So today we lift our eyes to the bright and morning star. And immediately he says that, please notice, the Spirit and the bride say, come. 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 What a wonderful thing to respond to the victory of Christ. Amen. Let's bow our heads, and some brother will lead us in thanksgiving for the cup which speaks to us of the poured out blood of Christ.